Abundance is my thought. Abundance is my thought. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Abundance is my thought. How do we think? Do we think of the glass as being full, or do we think of the glass as yet room for more? When you say, "I would like a glass of milk," and they give you a glass of milk, a full glass, and you really are ready just for a half a glass. So you say, "I'd like a half a glass of milk." And so they give you a half a glass of milk. And as you're drinking the milk, you think, "Gee, it'd be nice to have a little more." And so you ask for a little more. "Well, why didn't you ask for it right away?" No, you see, that's in our consciousness. It's in our consciousness that we think people are going to say, "Why didn't you ask for it right away?" It's in our consciousness that we think that anyone is going to judge us on whatever we choose to do. Now, I oftentimes sit at the table and I say that I'd like a glass of water. And we have a pitcher of water on the table and I can serve myself. And I have made it a habit to set small glasses of water, small glasses in front of me, so that I have just the juice glasses rather than the drinking glasses. And so when I fill the juice glass, I have sufficient water for what I want to drink. And when I fill it or use it, then I have it. Now, I have done this for quite some time. And it has become a habit for everyone who sets the table or who prepares the table to know that I would like to have two small glasses in front of me rather than a large water glass or large glass. And they serve it that way. And so in one glass, I put a spoonful or two of raisins, because we have those at our breakfast, and I don't want to give the raisins to the dog. So when I have my bowl of special cereals and so forth, I put the raisins separately so that I don't mix them and give them to the dog. Now, I make that a habit. And then the other glass that sits there is water, and I use that water to take my vitamins. And it's a wonderful arrangement to have. Now, I have set that as a habit. Now, so often people want to be so abundant. They want to serve me the full drinking water glass. They want to serve me all these things in measure overflowing. And that's a wonderful thing. That's abundance. And that's the type of abundance that we would all like to enjoy. But are we establishing a pattern? Are we establishing a habit? Are we establishing a way? Am I messing it up by taking a small glass instead of the normal glass? Am I messing up by doing that? No, not at all. Often I go into a restaurant and I say, "I would like a glass of water with no ice," because I want to take my vitamins. And I'd like to have a glass of water with no ice. And I prefer water at room temperature if possible, but I don't worry about that. If it comes in the cold water, that's fine, but preferably with no ice. Now, I say, "I like a glass of water with no ice," and they bring the water with ice. They don't hear me. They have the tray all set with glasses filled with water and ice, and that's how they bring it. For them to pour an extra glass of water without ice is not easy for them to do. So when I ask for that, I ask for it. Now, if I go in a restaurant and I say, "I would like a cup of coffee with no cream," and then they serve a cup of coffee with cream in it already, I say, "Hey, I want a cup of coffee with no cream." And so they take the cup back and they dump it out and they bring me a fresh cup with no cream. And then as I ask for water with no ice, if it comes with ice, I say, "Please, I would like a glass of water with no ice." "Well, what's wrong with this?" They don't say that. They may think that, but they don't say that, because the customer is always right. And so they go back and get the glass without ice. Now you say, "Well, that's sort of picky, that's sort of, no. If I go in and I say, "I would like my eggs sunny side up," and then they have them scrambled, I say, "Hey, I ordered the eggs sunny side up. Well, what am I going to do with these eggs that scrambled?" Well, that's up to you. If I order a steak and you bring me potatoes and you say, "Well, this is, I thought you said potatoes." "No, I said I'd like a steak." Well, In life, we're like that. Our abundance is whatever we thoughtlessly accept. Now, occasionally things like that will happen. And when they happen, you just gently, lovingly, quietly, peacefully say, no, I would like to have a steak. I'm not interested in the potatoes. I'd like a steak. And so they go back. Now, in truth, the waiter respects you because you stand up for principle. You stand up for what you have said you want. And that they didn't listen or that they heard incorrectly, that's their problem. They're a waiter. They're being a waiter, they should be learning to listen carefully to what the customer says and how the customer says it and give the customer what he wants, and that way they get a tip. That way they are given an extra for the service that they give and for the care that they give, which is what they should give in the first place. Now, if we live by principle, if we stand up for principle at all times, we'll have our glass of water without ice, we'll have our eggs sunny side up without being scrambled, and we'll have all the things that we ask. And we'll have the abundance we want. We'll have that glass full of water or that small glass or whatever we choose to have. We'll have that, and we'll have that in a very fine and beautiful way. But so often we don't do that. So often we don't say that at all. Now, oftentimes we're driving with people in the car, and the car is driven perfectly, and then we come to some swervy roads. And our first thought is, oh God, we're going to go through these swervy roads and we're going to go at the normal speed limit and we're going to swerve all over the car and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Well, lo and behold, that's exactly what happens. Now, another person sits in the car and says, oh, we're coming to those swervy roads, and I know that we're going to drive slowly and easily through those swerves so that we are not bothered by them. And or they don't say we're not bothered by them. We're going to drive wonderfully and smoothly through those swervy roads in a nice, slow fashion and comfortable fashion, beautiful fashion. If you worry that what you don't want is going to happen, you empower what you don't want to happen. It doesn't matter whether the person drives slow through the curves or not. If you think you're driving too fast through the curves, whether you drive 2 miles an hour through the curves, it'll be too fast for you. No matter what you do, if you think that you're going to throw up as you go through curvy roads, then you will. If you think that somebody else is in charge, because what is this going on in your mind? You always want to be in charge. You always want to be in charge, and you are in charge. You are in charge, and you get those swervy roads, and you get those unhappy feelings that you get because you thought it. Now, who drives the cars here at the university? The person who drives the cars at the university is the ideal chauffeur. The ideal chauffeur. So if you think of anyone who's driving the car and you're riding it, and you think they are the ideal chauffeur, you think they are the ideal chauffeur in your mind. You don't say it out loud. You just know it in your mind that they are the ideal chauffeur. You are so fortunate to have the ideal chauffeur driving you. You will be driven as an ideal chauffeur would drive you. But if you think the ideal chauffeur is going to drive carelessly or quickly or unkindly in a road that is not due for it, then that's what you're going to have. Life gives us exactly what we put into it. In abundance, it gives it to us. It gives it to us as the principle. And if we live the principle in such a way that we call for things that make us feel unhappy, then so be it. I say of myself at all times, I'm the ideal chauffeur. And I drive whenever we go anywhere. I'm usually one who's driving. And I'm the ideal chauffeur at all times. The way is open before me at all times. The traffic is always beautiful for me at all times. I drive at the speed limit, and I drive in the fast lane and the speed limit, and it is always just perfect for me. And I am happy, and I'm content, and I have only so many things to pay attention to when I'm driving in the fast lane, because everybody else is driving slower, and that's just fine with me. I'm driving the speed limit and accepting it, driving carefully and beautifully. I'm the ideal chauffeur. Now, if you want the ideal chauffeur, create him in your consciousness. If you want the glass of water without ice, create it in your consciousness. If you want your egg sunny side up, create it in your consciousness. If you want your steak medium well, if you want your steak medium well done, it'll be that way. Just whatever you want, however you want it, whatever you would choose to have. It's just like last night as we went to the airport to pick Ellen up at the airport. What did we do? We stopped off at Denny's for a moment and we had a cup of coffee, and then I wanted a little something more, so I had a breakfast order. And I had two eggs, a piece of bacon, and what else did I have? But underneath, or along with it, came two pancakes, blueberry pancakes, just loaded with blueberries, and with the juices and the special covering they call it, and strawberries on top, and cream on top of that. And I said, Anita, how would you like that? She says, oh, that looks so good. So she ate the very thing that I didn't want to eat. And I had my two eggs, and I had the bacon, and I had all of that good stuff. We always get what we want. We always get it however we want it, because we put the cause in motion, we put the principle in motion, and we live by it, and we experience it, and we enjoy it. Your glass is full. It's up to you. The road is smooth. It's up to you. Driving is always done by the ideal chauffeur. It's up to you. And if you get anything different than that, it's up to you. Have a wonderful day, and I do everything that's up to me. I love you. I love you. I love you.